Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday once again. And let's go right to the markets, Roy. We got a few things to talk about, and one of those is the dead cat bounce. You are updating your charts and all the numbers on this year's dead cat bounce, and you told me that we can officially close the book on the 2011 dead cat bounce, huh?
That's right. We got prices closed on the price close on Wednesday below the harvest low, which was clear back the first week in October. And what's unusual about that is that after we made that new low, which was 1050 here locally, yesterday the market closed sharply higher, and overnight trade last night was higher. So close the book on the dead cat bounce. We're going to call it something else, but let's hope that the market, soybean market, at least has some strength and can turn around and go back up for a while now.
We were talking before we went on the air here that this year's dead cat bounce just looked different in a couple of different ways compared to seasons past, huh?
It did. The rally off the harvest low, which is what we count for the dead cat bounce, actually took place on about the seventh or eighth day of the bounce, and we like to see 10 days to confirm it. Well, it went up and then back down, and then when it went back up, it didn't go as high, and every succeeding high has been a little lower than the previous one. And for those farmers out there that are chart watchers, that's not usually a good sign, and up to this point it hasn't been. But I wonder if now that we've broken that old low and then came back, I wonder if we aren't going to get a rally of, I don't know what, I would say 50 cents or something like that. That would sure make it a lot easier to make some cash bean sales, for sure.
But we had talked about this before. This season is unique, too, in that, the outside market situations have had so much of an influence, whether it be Greece or Europe or, you know, whoever's having debt trouble. That just pulls down the commodities in general, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, throw on top of that, throw into that mix bankruptcy at MF Global, a firm that was used by a lot of farmers and a lot of country elevators to do their hedging. And theoretically, that wasn't supposed to have any effect on the price we get out here in the country. But if you don't get your margin money back, why it doesn't matter what the price is. If you can't be secure in knowing that your account isn't going to get raided by the sticky fingered mafia, then. That takes away a lot of options, I guess, is what I want to say.
Yeah. We'll come back to MF Global here in a moment. But, one other unique feature, I think, that happened this year, and it plays into the dead cat bounce because it affects our cash price, and that was basis. Basis remained very tight all the way through harvest.
Absolutely. I was in the elevator the other day. The local branch here at Minard, the manager was telling me that the merchandiser at the terminal in Council Bluffs was just saying they were just begging for corn because they're running out of corn and they can't get enough corn to keep the mills operating. And so that's a quick and easy explanation of why we have a basis of 1900 March futures, almost unheard of, at least at this price level, that we'd have March futures that close to the cash market.
Now, you brought up MF Global, and let's talk about that for a couple of minutes here, because you have some direct connections to MF Global, and you were affected by all of that, what happened, right, Roy?
What it amounts to is that the small brokerage firm in Memphis, Tennessee, that I was doing business with after my local broker unfortunately passed away, they were clearing through MF Global, and so when MF Global went broke, the funds in my account were frozen, and it just happens that that was just a day or two after I rolled my hedges from the futures market to the cash market, and had not gotten my money out of the the brokerage firm yet. So basically what it amounted to is you look at my account, and it looks like it was very successful because of the fact that I sold at a price that was a lot better than the high the day that I got out of it, but I didn't get the money. So I don't know how you count that in terms of profit and loss, but something tells me that if you don't get the money, you haven't made a profit.
Yeah, not quite. You can't count the money till it's in the bank. But what is the latest? Have you been receiving correspondence? What seems to be the latest on that, Roy?
I talked to a broker yesterday, and they're sending out the forms, claim forms for their clients, and they say we're going to get 100% of it back, and all we have to do is fill out the form and sign it. That sounds real good. I haven't got the forms yet by email, and that worries me a little bit, but I guess there's always good old Uncle Sam. If the email doesn't get through, we'll get them somehow.
Yep. All right. Well, let's kind of wrap things up here this morning, Roy. You know, we're coming up on a holiday season. It won't be too long. We'll be into a new year. What should we be focused on for our marketing plans?
Say next week it's going to be Christmas Eve, and the following week it'll be New Year's Eve, I guess. So, you know, focus on enjoying the season and be making some plans for what you're going to do. The talk is now that, boy, after the first of the year, farmers are really going to be selling. Well, you know what, that we hear that talk every year, and it doesn't usually happen. Farmers are smart enough that they know how to delay income. There's always, I think, a good possibility we see a little pullback here before the end of the year, and then that corn doesn't come to town on January 2nd like they anticipate, and so we could get a real nice bump up for a few days. Sometimes the January crop report ends up being a pivotal point, and the market goes down after the after the report comes out. So be aware of that.
All right, several things to be thinking about, and if folks want more information from you, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, and my website.
Appreciate the discussion, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll look forward to it.
As do I, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.